I don't get what you're
saying. So I'm getting at is the not with, but not with him.
Without
him? Sure.
All right.
That's all. And was he walking toward, was he walking away from you? You say, no, he wasn't walking away from me. He was walking
toward me.
Sure. And you gave your son the name of an uncle, let's say. You might say, we named him
Paul.
Right. And
you
I want you to say what's you know, what's a what's comfortable for you. A four-legged animal that barks is what?
What's talking about, quadruped?
Right. Yeah. What a barking animal might have for a pet.
A dog.
All right. Now, how a call to a dog to attack another dog.
What's that?
What would you might say to a dog to attack another dog? You want him to go after another dog.
And fight him?
Yeah. What might you say to the dog?
Seek him on him.
Sure. And then if you want a dog to come to you, what might you say?
Come here, I reckon.
Sure. And what would you say to a dog to stop attacking someone?
It would just be uncomfortable what I'd say.
Is that right? You won't say it for me, huh?
Huh?
You, what? Give me an idea.
No, when you get dogs, I'm not much of a dog man.
Okay. Do you have a term for a dog of mixed or unknown breed?
Mongrel, yeah.
Okay. And sometimes they have to keep a dog tied up because the dog might what somebody.
Might bite.
Sure. And you say, does that dog bite? You say, oh, yes, he what someone yesterday.
He bit him.
Right. And he has several people in the last...
He's bitten through a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. All right. And we were talking before about the milk-giving animal, the principal milk-giving animal.
Mammals, you know.
Yeah. They, but what is the one that you have on a farm?
Hmm?
The one on a farm.
You're talking about a cow?
Yeah, and the male is a...
Bull.
Do you remember any polite terms that were used around women instead of using the word bull?
Unless they use steer. Steer is a distinct.
Yeah. But you never heard anything such as a male or a...
a male cow, yeah, I've heard of it.
Male cow.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And if you had, if you were working in the field with animals, what kind of animals did you use in the field?
I used horses and mules.
All right. When you had two of them working together, you'd say you had a what of mules?
A pair, a team of mules, a pair of mules.
All right. How many did you have mules? Did mules work pretty well for you?
Yeah, I had good mules. I kept good mules and good horses.
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned male breeding animals, but now talking about a cow giving birth to a calf. You might say, talk about Daisy, the cow. You say, Daisy is going to what?
Cave.
All right, and do you ever use another term beside that looking forward to the time when she's going to calf? You'd say...
Come in?
Yeah, right. That means...
Just go freshen, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Freshen or come in. Those are the two words. Well, do you have any idea why you use the word freshen?
Well, because that's when the milk supply starts, when they calve, and they generally have a dry period,
I see.
Why your freshmen come in.
Oh, I see. I see. And so, you were talking before about horses. You'd say you like to what a horse? You used to like to